Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast on private certifiers and developers, The Saga Continues, was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 5th of October, 2018. In previous podcasts, we have discussed occupation certificates and the changes that will affect a developer's ability to obtain an interim occupation certificate for partially completed developments. This week, developers are under the government and media spotlight again with the release of an options paper that proposes more changes to the logistics of developments. It has been reported that so far this year, that is just over 9 months, has seen more complaints against private certifiers than any other year in the last 5 years. Since local councils have removed the requirement for a council certifier to inspect a build and provide an occupation certificate, a common complaint about buying off the plan is that a property may have many defects that should have restricted the builder or developer from receiving an occupation certificate. There are concerns that builders and developers only use certifiers that are known to them, which inevitably takes away the independence of the decision to grant such certificates. The options paper suggests that developers should not be able to choose the certifier. Instead, it is proposed that developers be entered into a lottery system that will randomly select 3 certifiers, and the developers can choose from the 3 suggestions or have certifiers allocated to a development dependent on their position in a line of certifiers, a scheme being referred to as a CAB rank system. It is also possible that a scheme based on the time the developer last used a specific certifier may be put in place, limiting developers to use a certifier they have not used in at least 3 years to reduce relationships and conflicts of interest, similar to that proposed for strata initial building defects inspections. Regardless of which option is implemented, it is the concern of many buyers purchasing off the plan that they will have defects that should have precluded the issue of an occupation certificate, and a concern that the selling agent will be faced with. It is so important for the selling agent to be able to educate the buyers on the process of building, certification and defect reporting and management, as usually the purchaser is relying on the agent for that information at a time in their life which can usually be very stressful. Take the time to discuss the process with the purchaser and ensure they understand their rights and the obligations of the builder and developer. For more information and to contribute your opinions or suggestions to the options paper, you can find the information at the New South Wales Building Professionals Board. Click on News to read options to improve and strengthen certifier independence.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.